Howdy everyone, this is Atul Poppy, just chiming back in with an addition to my last podcast, Opportunity Knocks. I only got two-thirds of the way through uploading my links and I got frozen out of my description box. So things are really amping up with this whole artificial intelligence insanity is what I see it as. And but anyway, it's the 7th of November, episode 106, and I'm going to call this one To Care or Not to Care. So it's one thing to have an opportunity, but it's about a conscience that will guide us to what we will lean towards in the way of opportunity. And I consider myself quite fortunate compared to a lot of other truth seekers out there who are having their work really messed with and having taking hours to get their videos uploaded and the like. So I haven't got it half as bad as many out there, but it just shows that the war is really amping up. And just remember that this artificial intelligence, it has actually been like a predator, is the way I look at it, and it's at war with our sentientness. And this is what the mainstream media is actually the serving platter for all of the diatribe and the nonsense and the fear, false evidence appearing real. So people aren't really in very good positions to make wise decisions at the moment because of that influence, trusting far too much faith in the system. And I'd just like to point out that the word system came from the Roman, their definition of a sewer was the system. So I think that really is quite timely to look on that this whole war on our sex and the religions that we've had imposed upon us and the politics that goes hand in hand has all been about a sewer of mentality. And unfortunately, it's only as effective as people buy into it. But that's what we're seeing right now. It's playing out at ground zero in everyone's homes and amongst families. This is a very dividing moment of those who have put their faith in the system. But I've heard this morning that there's pretty much some announcements going around that Joe Biden has won the election. That doesn't bother me one little bit. I just see that as the hole that they've been digging for themselves, getting that little bit deeper. And it's going to make, it's like that saying, that the harder you fall once you keep endeavouring to mislead people. And anyway, I'll move on. I'm going to add in a couple of extra links today as well. I'm going to put in a couple of comedy links, and this is to do with Joe Biden and how laughable it is to his mental state of well-being. And no one needs to make a fool of Joe Biden. He does a great job on his own. So this is a clip of Kavon Comedy. Comedians warn of Biden's stupidity, you be the judge. And another one to do with the coronavirus, and this is off Joy Camp, conspiracy guy. So have a laugh at all that, people. It's just good to get that documented. And you know, in the not too distant future, we'll all be looking back on this and in a state of really disbelief that it could have continued for as long as it has. But it's because people accepted this level of intelligence and It's like that saying, all that's necessary for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. So we're reaching that defining moment where we will all know where we stand with each other. Now, another clip has come through this morning, an email off the Red Pill University site, and it's the Need to Know news that Edward Griffin shares, and there is a link there to do with mandatory COVID camps beginning in New Zealand and similar plans for Canada and the US. So it's troubling to see how far this is going. I don't fear that it is going to get to play out, but my goodness, New Zealand was not going to be holding that title of God's own for much longer if these malevolent leaders had had their way. So have a little look at that. It's definitely shocking, but forewarned is forearmed, as they say. And Brave Company, Damien, he just put up a link which I'd like to post, and it's about the executive order that will destroy the Dems. Trump has known all along that CCP owned Joe Biden. So this is an executive order to do with election interference. So it just really helps to dissipate what's happening when you realise Donald Trump's administration is well ahead of the game. And I just trust everything that's playing out right now is being permitted to play out by the White Hats. And that will reveal more as to how sinister these people were behaving, but also how people were putting their faith in these sinister leaders. So, okay, I'll leave it at that and get this tagged on to yesterday's podcast, and we'll just batten down the hatches and just be that sweet spot in the middle of the storm, people, and keep encouraging those around you that do have eyes to see and ears to hear, and we'll just all unite in solidarity, knowing that we're actually the ones that are saving the day. So keep your peckers up. All right, this is a Tall Poppy chiming off for now.